This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet meeting decides to continue to halt entry from international borders till November 15. Government decides to operate all the government hospitals inside Kathmandu Valley as COVID hospitals. And Azerbaijan and Armenia accuse each other of launching new attacks in Nagorno-Karabakh region. Now the news in detail. The Health Ministry has urged the authorities concerned with public places, transportation and other responsible agencies to play an active role in preventing the spread of coronavirus. The meeting has also decided to direct the transportation operators and officials to disinfect the public places and vehicles, saying they pose higher risk of coronavirus infection. The ministry has also directed the hospitals in the Kathmandu Valley not to carry non-emergency surgeries, citing the lack of beds, ICUs and ventilators. Similarly, the government has decided to operate all the government hospitals inside the Kathmandu Valley as the designated COVID-19 hospitals. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population confirmed additional 4,047 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. The Kathmandu Valley alone registered 1,888 fresh cases yesterday. Speaking in a regular press briefing, Ministry spokesperson Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam said the national tally of coronavirus infection had now reached to 111,802. Likewise, additional 1,473 corona-infected people returned home yesterday after recovering, taking the total recovery tally to 77,277. Similarly, 9 more deaths from coronavirus infection was recorded in Nepal yesterday. With this, the national death toll from coronavirus has climbed to 645. Meanwhile, the government has made preparations to establish trauma units in the hospitals along the major highways in the country. For this, the government has allocated 5 million rupees each to 10 hospitals along the national highways. According to the spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, different 14 hospitals in each 7 states have begun providing free-of-cost health services to the poor and needy people. He further shared that 140 million rupees has been allocated to 14 hospitals for the same purpose. The government has decided to stop the entry from international border points till November 15. The government was planning to open the entry from the border points from October 16, but yesterday's cabinet meeting decided not to do so. The meeting of the Council of Ministers has also decided to allow public transport vehicles to operate in their full capacity. The government has established Social Entrepreneurship Fund. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Parbat Gurung said that the fund was established aimed at promoting entrepreneurship to boost the national prosperity. While addressing a program organized by Social Welfare Council yesterday, Minister Gurung shared that the fund was established under the Social Welfare Council. Minister Gurung, who is also the chair of the council, claimed to take the entrepreneurship program to every village in the country and incorporate it in academic programs. The council vice chair, Dr. Padam Prasad Khatiwara, argued that the trust was essential to make the social organizations self-reliant. The council has assigned Susil Gewali as the coordinator of the fund. The State Assembly meeting of the Gandaki province has endorsed the bill related to agriculture promotion of the Gandaki state. The Assembly unanimously endorsed the proposal presented by Minister for Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperative of the state, Lake Bahadur Thapa. Answering the questions raised during the discussion, Minister Thapa said the bill had made a provision of grants based on the production to encourage the farmers. The Siddhartha Highway is to remain closed for 3 hours every day for removing the landslide debris. The highway will come to halt from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. till the 15th of October. The highway is known for getting obstructed during the monsoon season. Dipal Dhangadi flights are scheduled to take place from the 13th of October. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal said a private airliner company, Summit Air, will operate the flight once a week on Friday. The 18-seated aircraft off the air will fly from Dhangadi to Dipal at 10:30 a.m. and from Dipal to Dhangadi at 11:30 a.m. Airfare for Dipal to Dhangadi has been fixed at 3,200 rupees per person. Nepal-China Media Forum has published a pictorial book entitled President Xi Jinping's Visits Nepal, A Pictorial Guide. The book was made public amid a program in the capital Kathmandu yesterday. The ruling Nepal Communist Party senior leader and former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal released the book. The book was released on the occasion of the anniversary of President Xi's visit to Nepal. The Chinese president had visited Nepal on October 12th and 13th last year. During the visit, 20 agreements were signed between Nepal and China. Most of the agreements were related to Nepal's support to Belt and Road Initiative, railway and road connectivity between China and Nepal, and Nepal's commitment to One China policy. The expansion of Nepalganj Airport has resumed in Banke District after it was halted for nearly 6 months due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Currently, the construction of runway and terminal tower is ongoing. The project has been divided into 4 phases as per the 20-year master plan to develop the domestic airport into an international airport. Office Chief Premnath Thakur said the entire project was estimated to cost over 12 billion rupees with more than 3.5 billion to be spent in the first and second phase. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजू
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छ त्यस नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्याश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces have accused each other of launching new attacks in and around Nagorno-Karabakh region. Russia, which brokered the ceasefire, appealed for both sides to respect it. The fighting, which is the deadliest over Nagorno-Karabakh in more than 25 years, is being watched closely abroad. Nagorno-Karabakh is internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan but governed and populated by ethnic Armenians. The fighting in Nagorno-Karabakh has killed hundreds of people. U.S. President Donald Trump has returned to the campaign trail less than 2 weeks after being tested positive for coronavirus. Thousands gathered at an outdoor rally in Sanford, Florida, where the U.S. president made the first of 4 planned campaign stops over the next 4 days in battleground states. The U.S. president and opposition candidate Joe Biden are scrambling to secure voters with just 3 weeks until the November 3rd election. The head of the World Health Organization has ruled out a herd immunity response to the pandemic. Herd immunity occurs when a large portion of a community becomes immune to a disease through vaccinations or through the mass spread of a disease. WHO Chief Tedros said such an approach was scientifically and ethically problematic. He said herd immunity was achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the forecasting division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at 1 or 2 places of province number 1, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.8 degrees Celsius and minimum of 16.6 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping, the headlines once again. Cabinet meeting decides to continue to halt entry from international borders till November 15. government decides to operate all the government hospitals inside Kathmandu Valley as COVID hospitals. And Azerbaijan and Armenia accuse each other of launching new attacks in Nagorno-Karabakh region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.